just like artists that maybe are just not as popping in the mainstream. Well, a song that I think would still be awesome now is View by Shiny. I was just watching some commentary on this song and re-listening to it. And even though it was released in 2015, if you watch the video now, it honestly still looks like it could have been released maybe a couple months ago. And the song itself, I still think, is awesome.
It's not, I'm assuming it's not as big as some of the other Shiny songs that other people might know.
I think it was even famous at the time.
Okay.
I also think it was slightly before its time due to how the beat was written. And I, in the commentary video, which I watched, which was on YouTube on the channel MMTG, people had commented at the time about how weird their clothes were. But honestly, their stage outfits are like what's popular now, like the giant sports
Oh,
jersey,
yeah.
hats, and like loose tops and things like that. Yeah.
Truly ahead of their time, then. Shiny has some
Shiny's
great
always ahead of their
brains.
time.
Speaking of like Shiny and SM, I think FX is also kind of underappreciated, I feel like, or like maybe a little forgotten now just because they haven't been in the spotlight for a while.
Yeah, and I am very sad that they only had four full-length albums
I definitely,
underutilized.
yeah. I think like the way SM handled FX and the way they didn't give them as much like coverage as or promotion as some of the other groups is, I think it's criminal that they did that.
Criminal by
But
human. Sorry, not to make light of it, because I think you're right, and that management companies, especially in pop music, where management is so has so much more say in maybe like an artist's output or their promotions than compared to in more indie groups. But they have so much money and power that they could have a huge impact if they wanted to. It's really sad that there are so many good groups, not only like FX that were part of a big company that were super well known at the time, but now every month it seems there's some new group that's debuting, and maybe they have like one really good song, but their company doesn't have the resources, or they don't have the cultural clout. Sorry to use the word clout, but it's true. To make like a big splash on debut and get a following very quickly, which is unfortunate. But I mean, that's not just how the K-pop industry works, that's how pretty much all music industries work
Yeah, very
due
true.
to capitalism. Well, let's
Unfortunately.
not get into that.
Yeah. Do any songs like come to mind after talking about that or groups?
Well, definitely Signature, which I mentioned earlier, also came out, but I think they've only had an EP with maybe four or five songs. And I suspect part of that is because they weren't hugely popular as they came out. And sometimes when I just go on the YouTubes and see what the algorithm feeds into my waiting hands, I'll see some group that's brand new. It's like, oh, debut stage or whatever. And then after like another few months, I never hear from them again.
It's tough.
It's tough out there. It's tough out
Yeah,
there.
I wish we had more opportunities to hear from them, but it is what it is. Unfortunately, we have.
Well, I don't feel qualified to make sweeping statements on the music industry as a whole, but I will bring up some artists that I like that maybe are not as popular. One song that I really, really like is The Definition of Love by Lee Dong-woo featuring Orphee Noah. And maybe we could take a listen to that now. This is definitely not K-pop in the standard sense. But it was on a quite large music label, and Lee Dong Woo has featured on other pop songs. So I'm making us all listen to it now.
Where do they go, the people I know? When I close my eyes, do they cease to be in reality somehow? Longing to be where my friends are to me when I'm thinking of the definition of love. Longing to be where my friends are to me when I'm thinking of the definition of love. What's left behind when we've said goodbye? Do they leave a trace? The prints in my mind are never to be replaced.
The song you just heard was The Definition of Love by Lee Dong-woo featuring Orphee Noah. And finally, I don't even know if this really counts as super underrated, but I think this is a song that a lot of people have not heard, even if they like K-pop. And it is a B-side slash pre-debut song from NCT, which is called Switch. And I think this really sums up some of my favorite parts of K-pop, where it's really... it has a fun sound, one. Two, they use fun vocals. And three, it's just a sound and an arrangement that really isn't common in pop music in America right now.
I haven't listened to it, so I
have. Oh, wow. Okay, so we'll do a first listen together, and then maybe you can wrap up with some thought. This is Switch by NCT.
Keep me joy.
여기 멀리 갈림길에 끝에 뭐가 보일까 여기 노인 걸림돌을 넘어가면 보일까 처음 닿는 거친 걸음마저 기분이 좋아 저기 멀리 부푼 꿈이 점점 가까워져가
That was Switched by NCT 127. Definitely not their most complicated song, but I think the vibes of it, the vibes pass the vibe check. But really, I think it's a fun summer song. It's interestingly spaced in a sonic sense where there's really sparse instrumentation and just that hook that you hear all the time, which is really interesting, especially when you consider there's like 12 people in that music video.
The part in, like when it's like the instrumentation in the background that's going like do 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 or something like that is really fun too. I like it.
Yes, it just reminds me so much of summer and running around in summer. So here's hoping that sends us off on a good time this summer
coming up soon. Or are we already in summer? No,
right? It starts June 22nd. June. Right?
Yeah. Okay, soon. TM.
We have time.
I think that's all the K-pop songs that we have for today. Or we covered, I think, most of it. Maybe not all, because there's simply too much.
It's all we have time for today.
Yeah. But yeah, I hope today's show gave our listeners maybe a little bit more interest in K-pop if they weren't already interested in it. Something that I think is, for the most part, like very feel good. Just pop in general is just something that always brings up my mood, I feel like. I'm not sure, do you feel the same way about K-pop? Or
I do. I think it's not just to bring the, it's not just to make you feel good, but to bring the mood up specifically, just due to its easiness to listen to.
Yeah.
But while being easy to listen to, I think there's a lot of space for experimentation and presence in this genre. So I think it's a really interesting one to get into.
Yeah, I think that's it for today's show on Bibimbap here on WICT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Once again, Claire, thank you so much for joining me today. I had a lot of fun talking about one of our favorite genres, and I hope you also had fun.
I did. Thanks for having me. Hope everyone learned a little something and maybe listened to a new song today.
All right. We're going to quickly read some PSAs and promos for you guys. So stick around.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Don't leave. Wait, that's a call to action. You can't say that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'll cut it out. Stay tuned if you want to.
Well, maybe you want to.
Yeah.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering on www.speckbros.com and will receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAC or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour. I'll be bringing you 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear a lot of good piano blues. We're going to hear from folks such as Piano Red, some nice boogie-woogie tunes, as well from Champion Jack Dupree from down in New Orleans, Big Joe Turner with his blues and jazz from Texas. And first, we're going to hear from Big Joe Duskin, who's out of Cincinnati. Here he is with his signature tune, Cincinnati Stomp. Big Joe Duskin here on the Deep Blues Hour. Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. Learn more at spackbrothers.com. For more information, call them at 412-362-SPAK or their website at spackbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Thank you. IMS.
There you are, Big Leon Brooks with Chromatic Stomp from 1983 on an Earwig release called Let's Go to Town. Before Big Leon Brooks, we heard from Jimmy Dawkins and a Chicago blues band. That was recorded live in 1972 at the American Folk Blues Festival that year. That was their version of Got My Mojo Working from Jimmy Dawkins. Up next, let's hear from J.B. Lenore, recorded early 50s for the J.O.B. record label. Here he is with Bassology. J.B. Lenore on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Can you hold them hands up there? Got me crawfish.
Take one. Thank you.
Hi, this is Danny Glover, and you're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
I want to get back to kissing the cheeks of my grandbabies, making Sunday dinner with a house full of family and lots of laughs.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. But now, there are vaccines. And they are the very first step that let us get back to what we miss most. It's okay to have questions.
Is it safe?
Should I wait?
Now, get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision when vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Get out with another guy. Yeah, don't you sound look lonesome, shedding down behind a tree. Yeah, don't the sun look so lonesome, shedding down behind a tree. Well, don't your house look so lonesome when your baby pack up to leave. To me. Well, blow wind, blow my baby back to me. Well, you know if I don't soon find my heart's gonna be in the mirror.
recorded 1957. That is All Your Love, performed by Magic Sam. Very nice tune. Classic, if I ever said that there was such a one. All right, Magic Sam. Plus, we also heard from Muddy Waters from his seminal release called Fathers and Sons. It came out in 1969. Features not only Muddy Waters, but also Otis Spann, Michael Bloomfield, Paul Butterfield, Donald Duck Dunn, Sam Lay, Buddy Miles. I mean, it's a all-star cast right there from 1969. That was Blow, Wind, Blow from Muddy Waters. All right, up next, let's hear from Big Joe Turner. Some fine piano blues. He also crossed over into jazz quite nicely. This is off an Evidence disc called Texas Style. Here he is with Cherry Red. Big Joe Turner here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
I want you to rock me, baby. Sure.
Are we
still taping?
Yeah, sure. Go right ahead.
We're live. We're not taping.
Oh, we're live. Okay.
No, we're taping.
Okay. They want me to do a little promo, and what do I do? I say WRCT, is that it?
WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Hello and speedy delivery. This is Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and I'm in Pittsburgh. I always listen to WRCT right here in Pittsburgh. Speedy delivery to you.
Talk about my woman, said as what you please, but I want you to know, yeah, she's all right with me, she's my baby, yes, I swear I would lie. Remember the words you said. You're too intoxicated. You was talking out your head. You're my baby. Yes, and I don't care what you said. Yes, you're gonna be my baby.
Well, a long time ago, I mean, it's been quite a while ago, last year I wasn't even born, in 25, I got lucky one day, and I bought me a black Cadillac. Yeah, black Cadillac. But you know, when I had that old T-Mall food, none of the girls would ride with me. They see me coming, they turn the back, because they didn't want to just stop up here. They didn't want to hear all that noise, you know. I just kept going along. I said, maybe someday some of these pretty chicks will ride with me. So I got lucky and I bought that black Cadillac with white wall tie. I'm telling you. And I decided that I would go down the street to see could I find me some chick to ride with me. Sure enough, I say I'm going to stop at the first stop sign I get to. But I kind of made a little mistake there. I drove on up the first stop sign I got to. I stopped for the stop sign as the Lord cried. Seen two old ladies with that one rubbing their teeth with that toothbrush. I said, no, not that. I said, how y'all feel? And drove on right quick. Yeah. I goes on, cruising on up to the next stop sign. I seen a jitterbug and a little fiancé standing there. She was sure looking good. I liked her from, you know, the distance I saw her. So they already had it trapped on me as well as I had it trapped for her, you know what I mean? So here the way it go. I drives on up to this stop sign, and he turns his back. So he go to whistle. Just like he wasn't paying me no mind, you know. She runs over to the car, and says, Mister, mister. I said, yes, darling. I said, how far you go? I said, oh, I'm just going. I said, fact of the business, on around the coffee house. I said, could I Big a ride with you? I said, sure. I said, get in. So she got in. She slided so close upon me till, you know, it knocked my arm up like that. So I had to lay my arm back across the seat. I'm living now, Jack. You can believe it. I'm sure is living now. I looked down, I was driving, I looked down the top of a little hedge, you know, one evening. So she said, you know, this sure is a nice car. I said, thanks a lot. You know, I hadn't had no praise for my car since I had it. So I gets up there, I said, look here, darling, I'm stopping in here at this coffee house. I said, can I have a cup of coffee? I said, you care for a cup of coffee? She said, I don't mind. So I gets out on the driver's side, and I walked on around to the driver's side. So when I get there, she said, wait a minute. She said, would you do me a favor? I said, if I can, I sure will. She said, look, I got my driving license. She had a little purse out and showed my driving. She said, could I make a block in your pretty car while you drink the coffee? I'll pick you up right here. Yes, I sure will. I said, here the key. I give her the key. She got to say, I'll pick you up, man. She eases on around. I goes in, order my coffee. But I got to thinking. I said, now, I don't have nothing, and all I got now is gone. That's my black Cadillac. So I decided, I said, I better run on out here and see if she gone back at little jitterbug, because still a lot of hair that made up on me, which they did. So I run out. I get a lady dollar. I said, that pays for the coffee. Just take it all. Take the chain on. I run on out there, and I go down the street a little piece, so I see him getting in under the wheel. So I said, look here. I said, stop there. Stop a minute. It wouldn't stop, I say. Oh, baby. Come on back. Got something sure to lack, and that's my black Cadillac this morning. My black Cadillac this morning. Yeah, my black Cadillac I'm talking about with them white wall ties. Running around in my new Cadillac, you know, this morning. Yes, this morning. Yeah, this morning, baby, in my black Cadillac. And that old boy said, let that car run. Step on it.
Leighton Hopkins and My Black Cadillac, recorded live at Swarthmore College, 1964. There, Leighton Hopkins. Plus, we heard from Robert Nighthawk from his release called Brooks in My Pillow from 1977. That is The Moon is Rising from Robert Nighthawk. All right, up next here, we're going to listen to some John Jackson from his release Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. This is John Henry, recorded 1965 for R. Hooley Records. John Jackson here on the Deep Blues Hour. Thank you.
that John Henry had a little wife, name was Polly Ann. Flat road that poor Johnny wanted to ride, I want to be a steel driving man. I want to be a steel driving man. The John Henry hammered on the mountain, hammered so brave and so loud. Left right, poor John Henry said, best thing drill on down. Beat that thing drill on down. John Henry hammered on the right, steam drill was on the left. Four left, that steam drill beat me down. Hammer my poles after death. Hammer my poles after death.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
have a name of mine. Madbox hold my clothes. I will send you one name. Madbox hold my clothes. Lord, I got very many matches, darling. Got so many so long, baby, I don't even know.
I'm going down there to see my dad. Mean all good myself. I sent for you yesterday. Oh, but now you come today. You have your mouth wide open, and you don't have a word to say.
Music right there from the duo of Butch Cage and Willie B. Thomas off of an Arhuli release called A Country Jam Session. That was Called For You Yesterday from Butch Cage and Willie B. Thomas. Plus, we heard from Robert Pete Williams from his release Poor Bob's Blues. That was the Matchbox Blues. All right, coming up next, let's hear from Tommy McLennan, one of my favorites. Recording for the Bluebird record label 1939 through 1942. Here he is from 39. This is Baby, Please Don't Tell on Me, Tommy McLennan, on the Deep Blues Hour.
Now, you know, this is the last one you got now. When you play these blues, you ain't got to play no more now. Just get on like you like it. These your own blues you're making now. Yeah. You know, this is what your wife like. Yes, yes, yeah. Yeah, baby, don't wanna tell you no more. You don't need to hurry now. Just take your time and play some right, cause you ain't got to play now nothing after this. Look, yeah, baby, don't wanna have to tell you no more. You can get out of my love, you. If you let that blind man go. Now my mama told me, and my papa started to cry. Now my mama told me, my papa he started to cry. Say, son, don't you let none of these Chicago women, oh, baby, take your life. Now I'm in my whiskey. Lord, I got my work to do. Yes, yes. What you said, tell me again. Now I say I'm in my whiskey, and I got my work to do. Yeah, I'm a stranger, yeah, babe. But please, ma'am, take me home with you. Yeah. Now you can get my little money, baby, and you can wear my clothes. Play it right now, you know it's the last. You can get all my money, baby, and you can wear my clothes. Well, what about it? But I swear I don't want to catch you, sweet mama, playing round our door.
Thank you. It's a mean old world. Try living by yourself. It's a mean old world. Try living by yourself. You can't get the one you love him. You got to use somebody else. I got the blue. I'm gonna pack my things and go. Yes, I got the blue. I'm gonna pack my things and go. Well, you don't love me, baby. You left unlucky, so it's